Mike here. I'm gonna level with y'all. I completely forgot the Star Wars Celebration was this weekend, so I came home after a rather long work week, ready to just kick back, relax, and realized that I basically cannot go on social media until I check out the teaser for Star Wars Episode 9 that dropped earlier today. So we're gonna get take a look at that now, just so that I can have my online life back. Let's see what this 2 minutes of footage brings us. This is kind of starting the same way as the Force Awakens teaser did. Interesting. Oh, hello, Rey. There's a segment of the Star Wars fandom that is going to be so pissed off.
We passed on all we know. A thousand generations live in you now.
It's weird how it's Luke doing the voiceover.
This is your find.
It doesn't quite sound like Luke. Like, it's almost a little too British to be Mark Hamill. And I know that sounds odd, but, like, here we are. And, okay, they're doing what I think they're doing. Interesting. Okay, that camera work where it's like, that just didn't make sense there. Okay. Oh, welcome back, Lando. I gotta be honest, I don't quite know how to feel about this. There's a lot here I like. The opening of what looks like Rey versus, I'm assuming, Kylo Ren's brand spanking new TIE fighter. That looks interesting. Visually, it looks badass as hell. Let's just say there's a certain segment of the internet that I think is going to have a rather large problem with that scene. And y'all can go fuck yourselves. Although at the same time, I kind of can't wait to see that reaction just so that I can laugh at these idiots hysterically. We see Lando flying the Falcon again, and it looks like there's going to be a fair number of moments like that to almost give the remaining characters that kind of that one last hurrah, a little one more thing for the old school Star Wars fans, which is fine. Where I'm a little worried is it seems like after Episode 8, they may be playing it a little too safe. I've always described the new trilogy like this. Episode 7 was the play it safe, give the fans what they want, show us what they're gonna do, just to kind of bring everybody back in and demonstrate that, no, this is not like the prequels, we swear. Episode 8 was that kind of rough half play it safe, half, okay, here's the direction we want to go. And unfortunately, from the response to episode 8, it's pretty clear that sadly there's a very loud segment of the Star Wars fandom that fears change. And it looks like that may be a problem in terms of episode 9, because we see what looks like a crashed Death Star. So it's like, I don't know, maybe they go back to Andor. We see, I think, a lot of the old characters being given prominent roles again, which, that's not a bad thing necessarily, but at the same time, one of the main complaints that I've often heard about the Star Wars franchise as a whole is how it focuses too much on the Skywalker clan, and there's this vast, rich universe that is being left completely unexplored in the main trilogies. Like, yes, we have the kind of the side projects like Rebels, Resistance, The Mandalorian coming up, and that's all well and good, but the focus of the core trilogies is just too narrow. There's more to Star Wars than the Skywalker clan, and seeing that the title is Rise of the Skywalker, seeing how it's like, okay, yes, they're giving these characters a send-off, but I think it's a little too focused on what we've seen before. So, like I said, I think there's a lot to like in this teaser, and obviously we don't have anywhere near enough from this one thing to fully form an opinion on the upcoming film, but at the same time, like I said, there are things here that do kind of worry me, and I'm very concerned right now that Disney and like Lucasfilm may be A, listening to the fandom a bit too much, and B, like listening to the wrong segment of the fandom. But with that, you know, like, again, we'll see what happens with future trailers. Like, there's a lot to like, but there's stuff here that kind of almost scares me. So with that, I'm gonna sign off rather, and gear up, which is what I was trying to say, for tomorrow's Pokemon Go Community Day, where we'll be filming the newest Team Nova video. And otherwise, stay tuned for our upcoming review of Avengers Endgame on the weekend of course, April 26th, which God knows I'm looking forward to, because that thing's going to be insane. So until then, see you guys. Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.